Imagine you go to a chemist to seek advice about an ailment, and instead of prescribing a strong dose of pills, the pharmacist prescribes poetry. Pretty far-fetched, eh? But maybe not for one man that we are about to meet. He's 23-year-old Tolu Ogunlesi from Nigeria, who started writing poetry just 2 years ago. And he's just one of a young band of new writers on the continent who was featured last week in Uganda at the Festival of African Writing. We promised then to introduce more of the new talent to you. So when our arts reporter, Catherine Fellows, met Tolu, she found a man whose inspiration is sometimes out of this world. Well, he started by explaining why he writes.
But I do because I had to find something to do. I mean, I had to find something I was good at. It's a way of dealing with my sanity and my insanity. I mean, just something I had to do, basically.
What else are you doing at the moment? Are you studying or are you writing full time?
Well, I'm a pharmacist. I qualified last year.
So how does being a pharmacist and being a poet, how does it coexist?
I think I need the balance of art and science. I think it helps me to stay in the middle.
And when do you write? Do you write in the mornings, in the evenings, at the weekends, when you should be working in your pharmacy?
Mostly when I should be working in my pharmacy. I find it easier to work when I ought to be doing something else. I find my workflows easier when it's an escape from something I should be doing but I don't want to do.
And what do your colleagues think of this?
Oh, well, they think me a little weird, actually, but I think they are used to me jotting poems side by side with, dispensing and stuff. So I think, people who know me, I think, should be used to it by now. But might still think me a little weird, though.
Think you a little weird. You said earlier that for you, poetry is a way of keeping yourself sane.
Or insane. maintaining my sanity or my insanity. I think it's just important to keep the status quo, and that's what poems do to me. Help to keep whatever the status quo is, sanity or insanity.
Well, are you somebody who would be worried about your sanity if you didn't have poetry to resort to?
Well, maybe I should give it up for a while and see what happens.
I don't want to prescribe that to the pharmacist. But, Tolu, I'm just interested to know, what kind of person at the age of 23 turns to poetry? Do you have many friends, for example, who write?
Yes, I do, but I met most of them, not too long ago. Yeah.
Through your own writing?
Yes. When our passions are the same, there's a way life tosses us together. I have met a lot of people, a lot of established and accomplished writers on the internet. The internet, I think, is, for me, it's the best thing that has happened. When you have your work and there's nowhere to publish, because of the situation of publishing in Nigeria, you find yourself pushed to the wall, and the internet just opens up suddenly as some kind of door that you never saw there. And I think it takes your work to an audience that is far wider than what you could imagine.
What subjects really inspire you?
What I especially enjoy is linking normally unlinkable things. I mean, just allowing my imagination to set off stuff that the mind would not consider logical.
I want us to talk about this poem that you've written, Wars, Love and UFOs, which we're about to hear. Tell us a bit about the poem and how it came about.
Well, I consider it slightly dark. I mean, it's a poem about death. It's just a journey, mostly questioning, an attempt to find out exactly what death is. I mean, I hope it didn't turn out too philosophical, actually, but it was just a poetic attempt to explore death, explore mortality, and explore, the darker side of life.
It sounds as though you were very influenced by contemporary events.
Yes. Actually, lots of events found their way into the poem. And I think that as a poet, I cannot disconnect myself from events that happen, day in, day out. And it's just my way of dealing with much of the news that I hear.
Well, let's hear Wars, Love and UFOs by Tolu Ogunlesi.
I'm sitting down to consider death doesn't exist. She's my one and only unanswered question. If you ignore wars, love and UFOs, and girls. Dear Cosmic Justice, are you, do you, have you, will you? Did you happen to come in on the Big Bang bus? And are you leaving with it? Are you a nigger, or just plain black? Are you a she, or a they? Do they come from Africa? Is that why we are called the Dark Continent? Is it dark? What is dark? How dark? What if it is a mongoloid, yellow as a squashy mango? What if it is colourless like tap water, or white like the sheet that covers a Shiite corpse? Can it die? Does it have a family? Does it smile and have sex? Does it dream of having kids? Is it fearful? Scared of a tsunami or Al-Qaeda? Does it sleep and snore? Does it have a face? Are its eyeballs hollow and blackshot? Does it fall in love? Does it get bored? Does it wonder what the future holds? Does it catch colds or speak Dutch? Is it gay or dour or bisexual? Do they have a sense of humour? Does it love literature? Is she reading this poem?